In Mexico, the war between the government and drug cartels is unfolding violently just over the Texas border from El Paso. No city has been harder hit than Juarez since the Mexican government launched its fight to crush the cartels 18 months ago. And since the beginning of the year, hundreds of people have been killed in Juarez in drug-related violence. Arson has destroyed more than a dozen of the city's largest nightclubs and restaurants. And as NPR's Jason Bobian reports, people there say there's no end in sight to the turmoil.
12-year-old Alexa Moreno Melendez used to live in a modest section of Juarez on the east side of the city. It was 6 o'clock in the evening. She was walking with two friends through the dusty streets when she got swept up in the turf war that's convulsing this border city.
Y oímos los balazos. Entonces miramos que la gente estaba corriendo.
We heard gunshots. We saw people running, but we didn't think it could be her. Alexa's grandmother, Belen Reyes, is sitting on the cement front patio of their simple cinder block house. I raised her since she was a little baby, Reyes says, showing a photograph of a beaming young girl with jet black hair. Police say Alexa was snatched by a group of men in a dark SUV while they were being chased by members of a rival drug gang. The men tried to use the 12-year-old as a human shield. Their SUV, its windshield and doors riddled with bullets, crashed into a nearby fence. When authorities arrived, only the body of Alexa was left at the scene. No one's been arrested, and there are no suspects in her killing. Alexa Moreno Melendez is one of more than 450 people who've died in Juarez since January in the escalating drug war. Two of Mexico's largest drug cartels currently are fighting for control of the lucrative smuggling corridor between Juarez and El Paso, Texas. Jaime Torres Valadez, the spokesman for the Juarez Municipal Police Department, says the number of murders in the city this year is unprecedented.
Es imposible que la policía enfrente estos grupos.
It's impossible for the police to confront these groups, Torres says. The municipal police carry small weapons, pistols. When these groups attack, they have high-caliber rifles, up to 50-millimeter guns. We can't confront them. If we did, it wouldn't be one dead, it would be 20. And while the police here don't want to take on the drug cartels, the cartels are taking on the police. In January, a hit list was posted on a monument threatening to kill 22 local cops. Since then, 18 officers, including the second in command of the department, have been gunned down.
Algunos de esas listas han sido asesinados, otros también, pero que no estaban en esas listas.
Some who were on the list have been assassinated, police spokesman Torres says. Others have also been killed who weren't on the list. President Calderon has sent thousands of troops and federal police to Juarez to try to bolster the local police. Convoys of soldiers rumble through the streets of Juarez. Most wear black ski masks, even when the temperature is pushing 106 degrees. Machine guns are mounted on top of their Humvees, and the barrels of R-15 rifles jut menacingly over the sides of their pickup trucks. Yet the additional troops have failed to stem the violence or the brazenness of the drug cartels. Recently, a string of restaurants, discos, and strip joints burst into flames in the early hours of the morning. Officials say the arson attacks appear to be related to an extortion racket run by the drug gangs. In a plaza facing a church in the center of Juarez, Andres Alvarez says people are terrified.
Y ahorita la gente honesta que trabaja todo el día.
Right now, the honest people who work all day, they are afraid of everything that is happening, the 62-year-old says. When the sun goes down, we can't go out because you don't know what will happen. And the violence has only grown, he says, since the arrival of the soldiers. Last week, for instance, gunmen shot tear gas into a building and then gunned down the occupants as they tried to flee. Restaurant and nightclub owners say the situation is crushing their businesses. At the Mercado Juarez on a recent afternoon, there are plenty of open seats at the numerous restaurants on the veranda. Mariachi bands drift among the plastic tables. Juan Jesus Antonio works as a waiter, shuttling bottles of beer, shots of tequila, and sandwiches out to the customers. He says now there are very few whites, the big tippers from the United States, coming here. He guesses that business has been cut in half.
You know what? The drunk games, I don't blame them. Why? They got their own thing. But the president, well, I blame the president. Why? He talks too much and he don't take care of business. Actually, if he knows what's going on, then stop it.
City officials also say that the narcotics trade is a federal problem and should be dealt with by President Calderon. The mayor of Juarez, Jose Reyes Ferriz, doesn't talk about stamping out the drug cartels or wiping out organized crime. He simply wants the violence in his city to go down. The Juarez cartel has been entrenched here for years, and the mayor hopes that this may convince the rival Sinaloan cartel that Juarez is too difficult a city to take.
Hopefully that presence makes this war move on to some other city, which is actually what we are hoping for.
And it's what many other people here are hoping for, that the violence and killing in Mexico's deadliest city will go somewhere else. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Juarez, Mexico.